This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Earth has rules, and before you're completely enslaved and all your ancestors' work destroyed, that's all I am as an expression, that's all you are as an expression of them. You must be told the truth. Whether we win, lose, or draw, I'm here to be a chronicler. And unfortunately, the great responsibility, unfortunately, everything is a paradox. It's a little bit more of the song. I am a chief chronicler. The responsibility of that is untold for the future generations that will look back on this death battle with Satan and the forces of death and our coming success against them before we face the true incoming. In my hour of need, no, you are not there.
No, you are not there.
And though I reached out to you,
I reached out to you.
Chad Nugent's on Monday, I should add that. Oh, he's running for Senate in Michigan. The return of the Motor City Madman. To flee his state, fallen beneath the yoke of evil. Imagine the future. Trump is only the first wave of the new wave. Reality is legend. Fiction is only a dim construction of those that do not live in the real world and write with the pen of will. David Knight's coming up. I covered a lot of the news, but I'm going to have to do a Facebook mention or some special report. You know, when David goes off, I've got some meetings coming up, but when David goes off at 3 o'clock Central today, I am going to go, and I'm going to go in the other studio, or maybe do it in here so it's different, because I've been doing live stuff. I'm going to do a two-hour transmission, and I'm going to cover every one of these 500 articles, because they brought in a couple hundred more. I'm going to cover all 500 articles and at least mention their headlines just to give you a view of what's happening. And I'm going to do that. So that'll be on Infowars.com in about 57 minutes and change. I mean, a few minutes to get ready after that because I got some meetings to go to. But David Knight, my friend, wow, what an animating contest of liberty we found ourselves.
Absolutely, Alex. We've got some good news today, too. We've had Pruitt confirmed as the EPA head. This happened just a few minutes ago.
This will be a day long remembered. Tell folks how good this guy is.
Well, I'll tell you why it's good. We have seen a situation. This is something that Mitch McConnell said, and I don't usually agree with Mitch McConnell, but he's absolutely right when he said that we're going to get back to a situation where the EPA is going to take a look at clean water and clean air instead of targeting an industry and trying to shut it down. That's precisely what Pruitt had said in his confirmation hearings. He has filed, he's filed more than a dozen lawsuits to block overreach from the EPA. So we're going to talk about the different ways in which they have tried to overreach and how they've expanded their mission. And it's a very good thing to see somebody that put in there who's an attorney general at the state level and who fought for them to stay within their responsibility, within their bounds. And quite frankly, I think the EPA is so far out of bounds.
Well, it's admittedly designed to make us uncompetitive so the globals can sell off industry and then rule over it. I mean, that's all declassified, admitted. They want, you know, of course, the former Texas attorney general, who they've been indicting and things, he was a good patriot, too, fighting. But, this is one they didn't get to. So it's exciting. You know, this new Acosta guy, you know, he was kind of liberal and stuff, but that was what he grew up in. Trump hasn't even increased deportations because they're trying to go after criminals right now. And the media is all creating panics and hoaxes about that. They got caught in fake news. I know you're coming up, my friend. So David Knight straight ahead. And then the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central, Infowars.com/show. They're trying to censor us, folks, but you're human intelligence. You can take action. You can get those links out.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host for this hour. We're going to take a look at some amazing technology news that's coming up. And, of course, it's not good news either, folks. This is what we're talking about is talking cars, and that's not Pixar's cars. It's not cute little cars. No, they're talking about you. They'll be talking to the government about you. Think of it as having a speed camera sitting on your shoulder all the time, in addition to a lot of other little nice goodies that are going to be there. But, of course, we also see there's another kind of surveillance is coming very soon to us, and that's body cams on the police, the body cameras that they have that will have facial recognition into it, and that'll have a fully searchable database. You better hope that they're accurate. You better hope they don't misidentify you as to either what you're doing or what you are carrying, misidentify something and say that's a gun, or misidentify you as a criminal that they're looking for, or a terrorist. If they do, it's going to kill you. We better make sure this stuff is right. And I think we need to have some restrictions on the surveillance technology of our government. And we need to enforce the Fourth Amendment. We need to say that, no, this isn't simply about the issues that are paper, pen and paper, you know, the quill on your parchment. That's not what the Fourth Amendment did, was set up to protect us from. No, it's set up to protect us from the principle of a government that is searching us without a warrant. And everything that we have in the technology area that is rapidly increasing, the biggest part of intelligence, the fastest growing part, is geospatial intelligence. We've talked about this before. Human domain analytics, activity-based intelligence, all of this falls into that. And, of course, that's all about mastering the human domain. That's really what Jade Helm was really about, folks. If you want to know what it was truly about, it was right there in front of your face the entire time. So we're going to talk about some of this technology. We're going to talk about the World Government Summit that's going on in Dubai, some of the consequences that are going on there. Of course, proudly talking about how we're going to steal your jobs with robots. And, you know, don't worry about it. It's going to just be a 15% unemployment increase. No, it's going to be much worse than that, even if it were only 15%, and you were to add that to today's unemployment rate, we would be at the peak rate of the Great Depression, and that is far less than what we're talking about, folks. We're talking about something that is going to create at least twice the amount of unemployment that we've seen with the Great Depression, and this is across all levels, vertical and horizontal, against from people who are at the lowest level to people who are at the top level. Middle management, upper-level management are vulnerable to this, as well as all kinds of jobs. White collar, blue collar, every industry that you're talking about. That's what they're looking at with artificial intelligence. I want to break that down, but first let's talk about what just happened. And I mentioned it with Alex in the last segment. We just had, about an hour or so ago, we had the Senate confirming Pruitt to become the new Secretary of the EPA. And this was a vote pretty much along partisan lines. Interestingly, the Democrats, all the Democrats voted against him except for two, Joe Manchin and Heidi Heitkamp. Now, what's interesting is where they're from. Of course, Manchin is from West Virginia. She is from North Dakota. Why would that be an issue? Well, because the people in North Dakota have seen what's happening with the pipeline protesters out there, and I think they've had enough of that. But even more importantly, West Virginia was at the center of Obama's move to try to shut down the coal industry. You see, that's not the job of the EPA. Richard Nixon created the EPA, he said, to make sure that we were going to have clean air, clean water. And, of course, it didn't take it very long before it got way outside of that mission. And it started, it has now become the tool of the globalists to take down entire industries. And, of course, the industries that they focused on, first and foremost, is coal. Then they're going to come after oil. They're going to come after anything that works as far as energy is concerned. But it's even worse than that. In terms of them expanding their control over our water supply with the so-called Clean Water Act, the Clean Water Rule. It's not an act. It's not a law. It's a rule. And this is the way they move this. We'll talk about this when we get to the vehicle-to-vehicle proposals that are coming from the Department of Transportation. They propose rules, and if you don't say anything about those proposed rules, then they go into effect. That's the way they pass laws with the bureaucracy. And then, oh, by the way, with those rules, you will have no presumption of innocence. You will have no ability to really challenge them in court. You will have to sue them in court, just like civil asset forfeiture. You'll have to sue them in court to try to get your assets back, and there's no prohibitions against excessive fines. We saw with the Clean Water Rule that they came after a welder who had 8 acres in Montana. He had a stock pond that he had created on his own property. He didn't even get off of his property line. So this was not something that the federal government should have any jurisdiction under. He had gone to state and local officials and gotten approval for this project. And yet the EPA came in after the local government had approved this. And this is something, again, water that did not cross his property line. They came in and said, no, we don't like what you're doing. And they started fining him, I think it was $37,500 a day, eventually went in and tried to exercise the authority to take his seize his bank account. Because, of course, the guy didn't have the money to pay. So he ran up millions of dollars worth of fines from these people. And, you know, you're guilty until you prove that you're innocent, until you sue them in court. So this is the kind of abuse that we have seen from the EPA. Now, Pruitt, as Attorney General for Oklahoma, filed more than a dozen lawsuits to block regulations from Obama's activist EPA. Mitch McConnell said, the nominee before us thinks it's time for the EPA to get back to clean air, clean water business instead of what they're doing now. He put it more succinctly. This is what Pruitt told the senators when he was before them. He said, regulators are supposed to make things regular, to fairly and equitably enforce the rules and not pick winners and losers. That's what they're doing. They're saying, we're going to reward with subsidies the solar power or the wind power industries, and we are going to shut down and bankrupt anybody that is involved in coal. That's one of the reasons why Tom Manchin split with the Democrats and voted for him, because it would have been suicide for him to do otherwise. And understand that the coal industry is just the first one on the list. They're going to use these same tactics against everybody else. Now, meanwhile, they call him a tool of the fossil fuel industry. That's what the Democrats call him. Now, the Democrats have been a tool of the global climate change takeover industry. It's not even an industry. It's crony capitalism, where they want to have you pay for the sin of using energy, pay some globalist billionaire for the sin of turning on your air conditioning or running a car. And, of course, those are the people who are tools of the globalists. That is one of the key ways that they're going to establish a global governance. Of course, they want to take down the borders. They want to move populations around so that they erase any consolidated resistance to them, any communities that can consolidate and resist to them, because they're going to have everybody fighting amongst each other. So that's a key part of it. Of course, having all of our economy managed by an unaccountable, unelectable committee that would have been part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership that Donald Trump took down on day one. Thank you for doing that. I never thought we would stop that. And that is the only way that would have been stopped, is with the election of Donald Trump. Nobody else would have done that. Nobody else that was running for the Republicans, and certainly not the Democrats, nobody else would have done that. So he shut that down on the first day. And that's very important, because you have to understand that was not about free trade. When you set up multilateral trade agreements, that is really just empowering the organization. Bilateral trade agreements are good. An agreement between two countries on what they're going to do with each other, that's good. That's fine. That's real free trade. But when you set up a multilateral agreement, all you're doing is creating some supranational entity that's going to take away your ability to control your destiny, your economy, your sovereignty. They're going to tell you which industries are going to succeed, which ones are going to fail. They're going to put throttles on you as well. But the climate change industry is where they create a global crisis. They manufacture this global crisis that doesn't exist, folks. It doesn't exist. We're out there regulating unicorn farts, and they're going to tax everybody globally. They're going to say this is a global problem. They have to have a global problem to justify a global government, and they have to have a response to that that's going to be a global tax so they can fund that global government. They have to have something that is global to fund it. But, of course, most of that is going to go to crony capitalists. And we'll be talking about Elon Musk and these other people in just a moment at the World Government Summit as what they're doing there. But, again, he said regulators are not supposed to pick winners and losers. He went on to say this. He said a regulator should not be for or against any sector of our economy. But, see, that's what the EPA was doing. They were picking the winners and losers. They were deciding that they were going to reward these kind of energy producers and take the other people out. They weren't even interested if you're going to create a clean coal plant. Not interested. Coal industry's got to go. I don't really care what the emissions are. The coal industry is going. That was the Obama EPA approach. And he's got a lot of house cleaning to do, because these people who are there, just like we see in the National Security Agency and the CIA and other places, these are still Obama's people who are in place. And they're still going to be working towards this, because they agree with Obama on this. I think Trump got maybe 4% of the vote in Washington, D.C. I mean, these people are solidly for this agenda. And unless he cleans house, I mean, unless you see a massive vacuum of all of the moving vans in the country moving to Washington, you know that the swamp is not being drained. We need to clean house from top to bottom, because the people at the bottom are going to sabotage this for the people at the top if we just change the leadership. But he goes on to say, a regulator should not be for or against any sector of our economy. Instead, a regulator ought to follow law. That's an interesting idea. Following law. See, that's why he sued them more than a dozen times. They weren't following any law. They were making the law, and they weren't elected. They should follow the law, said Pruitt, in setting up the rules so that those who are regulated can plan. can allocate resources to meet standards versus operating in a state of uncertainty and duress. Well, that'd be a great start. Hopefully someday we'll get rid of the EPA, but until we do, it'd be great if they were bound by the law. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's Harry's.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I want to talk about David Petraeus back in the news as a possible choice for National Security Advisor. You know what? I haven't seen Donald Trump mention his name. The people who are pushing this out there are U.S. News and World Report and CNN and others. I think this is, of course, they would love to see David Petraeus. They love David Petraeus in there. He was a Hillary Clinton supporter. He was somebody who comes in with all of the baggage. How could you possibly replace Mike Flynn and say, oh, he's a security risk because we think he talked to Russians? Well, it's his job to talk to Russians. But this is a guy who was had to resign and got a $100,000 fine. Of course, not really any penalty. They put him on probation that wasn't supervised and everything. But his probation is not even up. I mean, he'd have to get a pardon in order to even do the job. And he's a Hillary Clinton supporter. I mean, he's a poster child for national security violations. We're going to really seriously consider him as national security advisor. I would say, don't take the advice from CNN, Mr. Trump. They are trying to push in their guy, a Hillary Clinton supporter. I just can't believe how his name just keeps coming up again and again. You know, when this was first put out there, it was interviews from the press that they interviewed David Petraeus, and they said, for Secretary of State, wouldn't you be open to being Secretary of State? And he said, well, you know, I've always learned that when the president says something to you, asks you to do something, you can only say, yes, Mr. President. And then it was an echo chamber throughout the media. They're all talking about David Petraeus. And within a few days, Donald Trump invited him to Trump Tower. I think it was, I hope. I got to believe that Donald Trump is not stupid enough to ever seriously consider him. I think it was a courtesy interview because there had been so much talk about it. And maybe he really wanted to see what the opposition is like. If you want somebody who is going to undermine your policies, a full-on confirmed globalist, somebody who really should be prosecuted under the Logan Act, that's David Petraeus. He's a Henry Kissinger acolyte, okay? He's working with KKR. He's at Bilderberg all the time. I mean, those are the people. You want to talk about the Logan Act? Donald Trump ought to come out and say, you want to talk about that? I'm going to give you the Logan Act. We're going to enforce it. It's never been enforced against anybody since 1799, so 218 years it hasn't been enforced. But we're going to enforce it for you. We're going to do it good and hard. And we're going to serve notice to all these people going to Bilderberg that you're not going to meet secretly with these other people carrying in suitcases full of documents without our scrutiny. And we're going to look at that, and we're going to prosecute you about that. So I hope he doesn't go there. I want to talk also about what has just happened with Tom Price, our new Health and Human Services Director. Of course, he's going to be the guy in charge of what happens with Obamacare, hopefully shutting that down. But before I get to that, I just want to point out our new product, Caveman. You know, Alex Jones provided lunch for the staff and crew yesterday, had a great lunch that he put out there. And then afterwards, we had Weldon come by and say, hey, I want you guys to try this. And it's this little sip of something looked like chocolate milk. And I tried it, and it tasted just like chocolate milk. And I thought, what is this? And it was Caveman. And then, because I had seen what was in it, you know, it's got all this stuff like bone broth and turmeric root and chaga mushroom and all these different things that are, I know, really healthy in it, but it tastes like chocolate milk. And I thought, wow, this is great. And I got a container from him, you know, just for evaluation purposes, of course. No, it's going to be something that we're going to use on a regular basis in my family because, I mean, where else can you drink chocolate milk or something that tastes like chocolate milk, and you know that it's all this good stuff? My wife constantly makes bone broth around the holidays, bone soup. She takes the turkey carcass, and she makes a great taste, and she's got a great recipe for a great-tasting soup of vegetables and all this other kind of stuff. And we do that because not just because we're stretching out the great turkey that we had, but because we know that it's really healthy. And so when I saw this Caveman thing, it says, you know, bone broth and everything, and turmeric root, I mean, when you look at turmeric root and you look at selenium, those are a couple of things that there's been a lot of studies that show correlations between reduced cancer risk and consumption of turmeric and selenium. Those are key things that you ought to pay for. So when I look at this and see it's got turmeric root and it's got bone broth and all this, it's like, wow, that's great stuff. But when I tasted it, that's when I realized that this is definitely going to be a staple around our household because there's not too many things that you can get that taste that good that are that good for you. So, again, Caveman, the ultimate new paleo formulation, InfoWars Life. It's high-quality bone broth that helps to support healthy muscles and connective tissue with active compounds and turmeric. Do battle on the cellular level, help to fight free radicals. The collagen works to aid healthy tendons, ligaments, and muscle tissue. So this is just a few of the things. You can read about it at InfoWarsLife.com. I would definitely recommend you try that. Once you try it, you're not going to want to ever do without it. And, of course, you can always sign up for AutoShip. Make sure you don't ever run out of anything, and get a 10% discount. And if your order totals more than $50, you get free shipping. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk about Humana exiting the death spiral of Obamacare. We've had massive insurers saying we can't afford to do this, and we're going to tell you why when we come back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Did you realize that Obama took over about a fifth of the economy as president? That's what Obamacare did, quite frankly. We have about 19% of our economy is in the healthcare industry. And what he did was he tried to take over the healthcare industry. Now, he didn't do it as socialism. Obamacare is not really socialism. Obamacare is fascism. It is still private companies that are running this. And these private companies are going out of business as well as the consumers because they've got mandates that don't serve the consumers, the patients. It doesn't serve the insurance companies well either. So nobody is doing well with these mandates, but of course it's still technically private, although the government is controlling everything with these mandates. That's why I say it's fascism. Fascism isn't just extreme nationalism and Nazis marching in the street. No, economic fascism is where you still have a veneer of individual ownership, where you still have private companies, and of course, you know, Adolf Hitler called himself a socialist, but he was a national socialist. He said the communists got it wrong because the communists went straight ahead to the final solution, if you will, economically. They went straight ahead to the government confiscating everything and trying to run everything. And he says, no, you really can't do that. You have to go to the intermediate step where you allow these captains of industry to be co-opted by the government. We kind of keep control of them, but they know how to make the planes. They know how to build the machines and work the levers of the economy. But we will control them, and they will come to us for the privilege to do that. And that's what Obama is doing. So that's the true fascism. That's when you look at socialism. Of course, Hitler said, now we're going to eventually get to where the Russians have gone when they had the communists. He said, we're going to eventually get to full-on communism, but we're going to have this fascist economic system as a step, as a way that we can use that to conquer the other countries. So when we look at what Obama gave us with this fascist takeover of one-fifth of the economy, it's now starting to unravel very quickly. We saw Humana, the largest insurer, to announce that they are getting out of Obamacare effective next year. They're exiting that market. They say they cannot do this. They said, of course, the Aetna CEO said, I think you'll see a lot more withdrawals from other insurance companies. They were working with Aetna to try to get through a merger. You see, when they're struggling like that, they think, well, maybe if we make a bigger company and we keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger, we'll get too big to fail, just like the banks did, right? And the government will have to bail us out. And, of course, that's part of the plan, folks. It was designed to essentially fail. So the government would have to come in and step in and say, we're going to take over, take it over completely, see, just like Hitler wanted to do. Said, eventually, we'll let you guys run it for a little while, but then eventually we're going to come in and just say, no, we own that now. That's the single-payer plan that they always talk about. That's what Hillary Clinton always wanted to do. That's what she tried to do in the early 90s when she tried to take it over. She kept telling everybody, look, we just have too many doctors. We've got to have fewer doctors so the costs come down. It's like, what are you talking about? Under what system, when you have fewer, when we have less competition, do prices actually go down? Of course, they don't. And so we had Aetna and Humana tried to do a merger, and we had a federal judge say, no, we want competition between these two. We don't want to see this coalesce together. And so we shut that down because competition does lower prices. And that brings us up to the question as to why then aren't insurance companies allowed to compete across state lines? That was a key thing that was in Trump's health care plan. And that, if you remember the debates where you had that one debate that Marco Rubio decided that he would be the little snarky guy and he would take down Donald Trump, and he took himself down and he kept mocking Trump because he said, lines, lines, what are you talking about, lines? He was talking about allowing competition across state lines. You got people like Marco Rubio and other globalists, other Republican and Democrat, who are saying, hey, we've got to have no boundaries, no restrictions on international trade. But hey, within our country, we're not going to allow competition between insurance companies across state lines. It's like you get that exactly the opposite. See, when this country prospered, we had no internal taxes. As Thomas Jefferson said at the beginning of his second administration, he said, what farmer, what laborer, what mechanic knows the tax man? Nobody does. We have eliminated all internal taxation. A constitutionally sized government, which we are so incredibly far away from, but a constitutionally sized government could be run just on import fees, just on taxes at the border. And it's interesting that if you look at the beginning of the 20th century, when they went to free trade, what did they do? They took the trade off, they took the taxes off at the border, and they put taxes on us internally. That's when we got the Federal Reserve, we got the income tax. That they went just the opposite way of Thomas Jefferson. And we've been running as fast as we can in the opposite direction of Thomas Jefferson ever since. And interestingly enough, today I saw that at his alma mater, William and Mary, where Thomas Jefferson went to school, they actually had people defacing his statue, Black Lives Matter people defacing his statue. Profound ignorance. People who are slaves and they don't know it. They put on Thomas Jefferson's statue. He owned slaves. Well, you know what? The most pathetic people are the ones who are slaves and they don't even know it. If you read Thomas Jefferson's writings, you would stand up for yourself. And you would take back your freedom. But no, they'd rather just deface his statue rather than to understand what he was saying. And there's a picture of they put blood on his hands, as they say. They put some red paint on his hands. But getting back to health care, because what we've got in Congress is we've got three or four competing plans amongst the GOP. And we got Paul Ryan, who really doesn't want to repeal it. You've got to understand that. Paul Ryan, 4 years ago, well, 5 years ago now, Paul Ryan was the running mate of Mitt Romney. And we had two hand-picked establishment candidates, Romney and Obama. And whoever won, it was going to be their job to deliver government health care to the globalists, Obamacare or Romneycare. Take your pick. Romney had already done Obamacare in Massachusetts as governor. That's why he was put in that position. You know that's why he was put in position. And it didn't really matter who won. We were going to get Obamacare. It could have been called Romneycare. And, of course, Paul Ryan is part of that establishment. He does not want to repeal these mandates. He's dragging his feet on it. There's three or four plans that are there. And, of course, first voters got rid of Democrat congressmen and senators so that we would have Republican majority, but they still wouldn't do it. And they're not going to do it unless Donald Trump takes control and says, here's the plan. And yesterday he announced in that long press conference that he is going to come up with a plan and present a plan. The beginning of March, he said the beginning to the middle of March. That's exactly what must happen. You are not going to have a plan arise from the GOP in Congress. The senators and the leadership do not want to do that. And the first thing that has to happen is you have to repeal it. If you do not repeal it, you will not have any pressure on the Democrats to change anything. It's got to start with repeal. Now, Rand Paul has said we've got to quickly replace it with something that works for the rest of the industry, for the insurance companies, for the doctors. We can't have this uncertainty, and he's right. It has to be replaced quickly with something that is going to be an orderly marketplace, not mandates. And, of course, that was what Donald Trump campaigned on. If you go back and you look at his health care plan, and, of course, that's been taken down now because they no longer have the campaign website up. But his health care reform plan had seven different items on it. And it was the first one, was completely repeal Obamacare. Trump said, we must eliminate the individual mandate. No person should be required to buy insurance unless he or she wants to. Secondly, modify existing law that inhibits the sale of health insurance across state lines. That's what we're just talking about, right? If it's anti-competitive and we can't have Humana and Aetna merge because of competition issues, and I agree, they shouldn't merge. We don't want to have too big to fail insurance companies. Remember that it was Bill Clinton who allowed the first giant bank merger between Nations Bank and Bank of America that eventually became Bank of America, re-headquartered into Charlotte, which was where his chief of staff, Erskine Bowles, came from at the time, and they okayed that, and everybody said, this is going to be really bad. It's going to put all the small to mid-sized banks out of business, and it did. They said it's going to set off a merger frenzy, and it did. And they said we're going to wind up with a half dozen banks, and we did. And then to make sure that everything was really going to go south, we had the Clinton administration get rid of the Glass-Steagall Act, which prohibited banks from getting involved in speculative investments as long as they had FDIC insurance from the government. So they did all that stuff. So he repeals Glass-Steagall, and he authorizes and sets off this merger mania of the banks. And we wind up with two big to fail banks that we have to bail out. And they get into trouble because of their speculative investments. Now, if we do the same thing with insurance companies, I'm glad this first failed with this federal judge. I hope they don't appeal this. It looks like now they're going to back down. There was another one that was in the works. There was an Aetna-Humana merger that was going to be $37 billion. The Cigna Anthem merger that was going to be $48 billion. And now that looks like that's on shaky terms as well. Let's hope that that doesn't happen, because the worst thing that could happen would be to have too big to fail insurance companies, just a couple of them, no competition across state lines, mandates for everybody to buy their products, and through Obamacare. I mean, that would be the worst possible situation. And what we've seen from Trump as he first came in, he said, all right, he sent out an executive order that we're going to try to do what we can to minimize this individual mandate. Well, the first thing that we saw, and it was reported earlier this week from Reason Magazine, they said to comply with that, the IRS said we are not going to refuse tax returns where people do not state if they are in an Obamacare exchange or whatever. Well, that's not really a big change from the IRS, because they can still investigate you. And it was not increasing the regulation and the inspection this year, which is what they had planned to do. In other words, in past years, they would still accept a tax return, although they might still audit you for that or charge you back for that if you don't say that you're part of the Obamacare program. But this year they said, we're not even going to take your tax return. Now they're saying, well, never mind, we will still take your tax return. So basically they're going back to the status quo. That's why we need to see something happen quickly. Donald Trump is on it. And again, when you look at what he's talking about creating a marketplace. And I hope that he's going to go down. If he went down these seven items that he had on his health care reform package that he campaigned on, we would be in good shape. Because what he wants to do is allow us to fully deduct our health insurance. Why, if it is so important, and it is, why can't individuals deduct this just like businesses do? If health care is important, then allow us to deduct our health care charges. And that's not just insurance. We need to think outside the box. We need to start thinking about health care costs. And, of course, the Obama people told us that they were doing that to try to get costs down. They said, we're going to bend the cost curve. Yeah, they bent it. They bent it straight up like a hockey stick. But we need to find ways to get that health care cost down. The real issue is not everybody having health insurance. The real issue is being able to afford health care. And if you simply subsidize insurance, you're going to get more expensive insurance. Everything the government subsidizes gets more expensive, whether it's college tuition or whether it is health insurance. So we don't need more government subsidies. Sorry, Democrats. That's not what we need. What we need is competition. That is the only thing that is going to drive it down. And to allow us to, if it is so important that you're going to nationalize the economy effectively, then allow us to spend our money before we send it to Washington. And so what Donald Trump said, we're going to allow deductibles for individuals to deduct your health care insurance premiums. Go further than that. Allow us to deduct our health care expenses. Right now, they take out 10% of whatever your adjusted gross income is before you can deduct a single cent off of your tax return. So do that. Then he also says, allow people to save into a health savings account. Why don't we allow people to start saving money instead of turning us into renters who are constantly in debt to the banks and other people like the insurance companies? Allow us to put money into health savings accounts that we can accumulate money tax-free and even pass that on to our children without going through probate. That was one of his proposals. Require price transparency. See, once we have the money and once we have competition between insurance companies, we still need to know who is charging what. So we need to know, have transparency about health care providers. What are these different hospitals and doctors charging for these different procedures? What are their success and failure rates? We need to know that information if we're going to have a competitive marketplace. And let me say again, a competitive marketplace is the only way that you're going to drive health care costs down. You're not going to do it by consolidating everything, as Hillary Clinton wanted to do. She kept saying, we have to have a single payer so we can drive costs down. No, monopolies always drive costs up, especially government monopolies. And we have government subsidizing an industry. It's going to drive the costs up. Again, he said, do block grants of Medicaid to the state to help with this. That's a transitional measure, let's hope, where the states can do whatever they wish. But I don't want to see the federal government doing something like that on a permanent basis. But then also remove barriers to entry to get down the cost of drugs. So there's a lot of things that could be done. I hope all of that finds its way into Trump's health insurance program, because we have to start thinking about how we're going to get health care, not how we're going to get health insurance, in the same way that we need to not confuse education with schools. They're not the same thing. Schools are institutions. Insurance companies or institutions. What you're really trying to get is an education. Everybody wants an education. Everybody wants health care. But we don't necessarily need to put ourselves in those institutional boxes and subsidize them. We need to think outside of those institutional boxes. Now, let's talk about the next thing that's on the map here. And, of course, we've been getting pronouncements that have been coming out through the week from this World Government Summit that's going on in Dubai. And the person who is getting the most press, of course, is Elon Musk. This guy has become a combination of Bill Gates and Steve Jobs. He has the reality distortion field around him where he's got these people that are such big fanboys of him, just like Steve Jobs. No matter what he does, no matter what he introduces, everybody goes fanatical about it. Okay, they have to have his latest product. And so he's been able to take Steve Jobs' place in that. But what the guy truly is he is a Bill Gates globalist. And you can see this in some of the pronouncements that he's had out there. We've had several of these stories make their way onto the Drudge Report this week. Listen to this one quote from Elon Musk. We talked about it earlier in the week where he said, you're going to have to merge with machines or become irrelevant. And just hold that in your mind for a moment. To become irrelevant, what does that mean? That means that in his mind, you're going to be nothing. You're going to be some amoeba that he can just stamp out or wipe out with a plague or wipe out with autonomous killing drones that get out of control. Now, he's spoken against all this stuff, and he said, hey, we got to watch out for all this stuff. And yet, everything that he's doing is moving us along those lines. When we look at what he's proposing, one of the things he says, one way to think of AI coming along and taking people's jobs, he says, one way to think of it is to imagine that you were very confident you were going to be visited by a super intelligent aliens in 10 years or 20 years at the most. See, that's the way they think of themselves. They think of you as being irrelevant. And when we talked to Hugo de Garis, and he talked about, hey, you're going to have a few elites, technological elites. They're going to be the cosmos, I call them in his term. He talked about the Artelect War, the artificial intelligence war, gigadeath in humanity. He goes, all you people, the Terrans, who at some point realize where this is all headed, say we don't want it. Then these elitists like Elon Musk will head off to Elysium, the near-term orbit, and they're going to fight you with their superior technology because they're a superior alien force.
Harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's a man going round take a name.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Nine. I want to continue talking about where this is headed. We're talking about a greater depression, folks. And I'm going to break down these numbers for you, even by Elon Musk's conservative, nonchalant estimates here about this. You cannot believe how disruptive what they have planned for us is going to be. And they don't have to go to full generalized artificial intelligence for this to put us into a greater depression. I'm going to break that down for you in just a moment. But before I do, I want to remind you that we have a new product, Caveman, the ultimate new paleo formulation by InfoWars Life. I talked about this earlier. I said tasted it for the first time yesterday. It tastes like chocolate milk. It's one of the best tasting supplements I've ever had. And it has good things in it for you, unlike chocolate milk. It has bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, 7 total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. And I would underscore the great-tasting formula. I mean, where else can you get great nutrients like this and something that tastes like chocolate milk? So it's great for you, great for your kids, for anybody. I'm sure they probably got another other taste formulations, but that's the one that I really liked. And again, you'll find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, we have a special collector's edition that we've just put out of our lower receivers from Tennessee Arms, the 80% lower receivers. And it's going to have a commemorative President Trump issue on it. Normally, these would be priced at $160, but we're doing this for loyal listeners with an introductory price of $150. It's a limited run of only 1,000 pieces. They're going to go very quickly. Again, it's got a picture of Donald Trump on the lower receiver, the 80% lower receiver, suitable for shooting from the hip. but it is, again, he is a friend of the Second Amendment, and so this is something that's going to be commemorative to that. And I think we're going to see some great moves in terms of defending the Second Amendment. Oh, they got him dressed up there. I just saw that picture. They got him dressed up like Andrew Jackson. That's a great image. That's something that Alex Jones picked. And he does remind me a lot of Andrew Jackson. Let's hope that he stands up to the banks like Andrew Jackson. Again, it's a great commemorative piece. There's only going to be 1,000 of these. Take a look at InfoWarsStore.com, and we even have it on a discount right now, $150 instead of $160. You can get that great picture on there of Donald Trump wearing the Andrew Jackson uniform. Now, I'm not going to talk about this facial recognition and body cam stuff. I'll probably do that on the nightly news tonight in a segment there because I don't have time to fully get into it. I want to finish up with what's going on with the World Government Summit as we have Elon Musk talking about, hey, we could probably expect a 15% unemployment to come along the pike here. Well, let's break this down. Right now, we're told by our government that we've got about 5% unemployment because they report something called the U3. That is a new way to calculate unemployment that began in the Clinton administration. And that's just people who have looked for a job within the last month, but they haven't found one. Now, if you go to the other unemployment measure, U6, which is people that have looked within the last year, or they might be working a part-time job, but they want a full-time job, but they can't get a full-time job, okay, then the unemployment rate is about 10%. Now, where does all this compare to, let's say, the Great Depression? During the Great Depression here in the United States, we had an unemployment rate of about 25%. Okay, we recovered to about a 15% unemployment just before the World War II. However, if you add even his conservative estimate to the real unemployment rate, you get back up to where we were under the Great Depression. But if you look at Oxford Citibank studies, they talk about how they believe that with increased automation, robotics that are just a few years down the road, we're looking at 47% of U.S. jobs at risk. We're looking at 77% of Chinese jobs at risk. You think that's going to be disruptive? That's going to be disruptive in the way that the Great Depression led to World War II. You're talking about a situation, if you lose half of the jobs right now with 10% unemployment, you're looking at another 45% of the people out of work. You're looking at 55% unemployment, not the 25% that was the peak of the Great Depression. That's something you need to think about. That's it for today. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.